June, I believe, July.
It's not the whole stalk?
No, it's just the blades off of it. And it dries right fast, and we bring it and put it up there. Now, some of them call it the fodder loft, or just the loft.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a real big building where you could house cattle and store hay?
Barn.
Now, is that the same thing as a crib? Most.
Yeah, that'd be the same thing.
It seems what I thought of as crib, you know, was just a maybe a room in a barn or something. I always thought.
Well, that's what I was fixing to say. Now, people says go to the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you get to the barn, he might have hay on one side of the barn and corn on one side of the barn, and his horse stable is in the barn, and maybe it's all under one roof, you know.
Mm-hmm. And is it a different design building than it used to be? Or?
Yeah. Back when I'm talking about the corn crib,
mm-hmm.
it was built out of logs, and the cracks in that logs, between each log, was about this wide. In other words, you could stand off 100 feet and see the corn in the crib, you know.
There's a couple of inches of
corn. Right, between, and it wasn't sealed up anyway. I guess maybe it was ideal for storing corn. As far as I know it was, and I don't know of any reason why it wouldn't have been just as good as if it had been sealed on the inside and out.
The barn that you talk about nowadays is built a little different.
Yeah, they build them out of lumber. You don't ever see anything built out of logs, hardly ever anymore.
Yeah.
And there, when they build a barn, when they try to build it where it'd be pretty tight, you know.
Did you ever have a special place for storing grain, or did they grow that around here?
Well, back then, all the grain that was grown that I knew anything about was the corn, and it was, you're probably thinking of a grain bin, but they have a few of them around here now. In Madison County, there's more grain farming done up there in the Tabor County, and they store it in grain bins, round metal bins, you know.
Did you ever hear of anything called a granary or a granary? A special place for storing grain? What about if you had too much hay to put up in the barn? How might you leave it outside in the field so it wouldn't get
hay stack, yeah.
Okay. What was that like now?
Well, they cut the hay,
mm-hmm.
and dried it, cured it, and stacked it around a pole, and that pole would have every 2 or 3 feet up that pole, it'd have cross arms nailed on it.
What's a cross
arm? Out of a board of some kind, you know, just cross it like this, and you'd throw that hay up on it where it could get a little air underneath it, you know, in case it liked any being dried when it finished dry. And then when you got it up to the top, well, some of them put some kind of a piece of plastic or anything that they can get up there and shed water, you know. And some of them just put hay up there on top and then let that hay come off. It would be no good, you know, and the rest of the stack would be all right.
How would these cross arms put on? I've never heard of them.
Well, they nailed on there.
I mean, were they like down flat on the ground?
No. See, up the pole, like that light lamp was it, like that was a haystack pole, it'd just be a cross arm, one nailed here, one on the other side, they cross it.
And then